Mary Brandt, one of our longtime good friends and contributors to the Pulse of New Hampshire. She's the regional communications manager of the American Red Cross, part of the Northern New England region. She joins us on our newsmaker line. And good morning, Mary, to you, and welcome. And good to have you with us on this Tuesday morning.
Great to be with you. It's hard to believe it's that time of year again. And I think that this is, I believe, the fourth year that we've been working with the Pulse of New Hampshire, and we're out for blood again.
Yeah, and this is, you know, I look at the statistics, and I'm really amazed at this. I was reading some of this stuff yesterday in preparation for our talk today. I read that every two seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. And of course, you know, we're coming out of COVID, still trying to readjust our lives and everything. But, you know, the blood drives have been greatly affected during COVID and coming out of COVID. We're still have a severe shortage with kind of the reopening of the country since the pandemic. Would I be correct in saying that?
Absolutely, Mike. I would say that we are still facing some of the challenges that we've had through the pandemic. And I know that your station was very, very helpful throughout the past couple of years. And that being said, I'm always impressed by the donors who make time to come out and roll up a sleeve with us. That being said, you know, the statistic that you named there, that is so true. And another one is that only 3% of the population of the United States are blood donors. And there simply is no other source of blood than a healthy volunteer blood donor. And that's why we need more people coming out. The drives that we're doing, the Out for Blood drives, they're looking really good. We still have some openings at both locations in Newington and Laconia, but I would encourage it, listeners, please go to redcrossblood.org and type in that sponsor code Out for Blood and make your appointment, because the need for blood is constant. People come out who come out this coming Thursday and give blood. That blood has a shelf life of 42 days. That is why we encourage people to donate blood, but also to make it a regular every 8 week appointment. You can donate safely every 8 weeks and make it an appointment. Put it on your calendar because patients are counting on us. And as you said, Mike, we are coming out of a very challenging time, and some other things that affect the blood supply that they seem kind of like, why would that affect the blood supply? But we're coming out of the horrific aftermath of Hurricane Ian, and that does have a ripple effect on the blood supply. It went through Florida and went up the East Coast, and storms like that close donation centers. They cancel blood drives. So there is a ripple effect, and now more than ever, particularly as we head into the holidays, which you and I know are always, always a challenging time, we need to have people make time this coming Thursday and join us to help keep the blood supply strong.
Mary, I'm glad you brought out the fact that, you know, the blood supply, 42 days. I mean, that's not a whole heck of a lot of time. And the amount of blood that hospitals use all the time, whether it's for disasters or accidents or emergency procedures, whatever it might be. And I'll never forget interviewing New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu when he became ill a little over a year ago or maybe a couple of years now. And he needed a whole bunch of blood. And he had no idea that he needed that. Of course, he had an ulcer and he was losing blood. And he was so thankful that he was able to have blood at the hospital that he was here at. In the Seacoast. Now, when you talk about blood and the blood supply, now I know type O blood is probably the most needed blood group by hospitals. That's often in short supply. Is that the universal type? I know you're looking for all types, but is type O, that O negative, is that the universal blood?
Absolutely right, Mike. And actually, both O negative, which is referred to as the universal type, and O positive are the two most in demand. And you're absolutely right. The emergency rooms, when someone arrives and they're not able to speak on their own behalf, ER docs know that they can give that patient O negative blood. And O positive is the most common blood type, so always, always in demand. And you're also right that I encourage all type O blood donors to give, but we also encourage people of all blood types to give And it's there's never enough. There's always there's always going to be, because of that shelf life, the need for more donors. I would encourage people who are longtime donors, look around, look at your friends, your family members, invite them to come with you. Introduce them to the fact that it's such a wonderful thing to do. It's got to be one of the most selfless things that a person can do. And when we ask donors, when the Red Cross has the opportunity to talk with donors and say, you know, why do you give? The majority of donors say, because I want to help. There are a majority of ways to help, and donating blood is absolutely a very important thing, helping to keep the blood supply strong.
And we will be at two locations this Thursday with our Out for Blood blood drive. We'll be at the Mall of Fox Run, Fox Run Road there in Newington, and in Laconia at the Levitt Park House, which is right on Elm Street in Laconia in the Lakes region. So you can sign up, all sorts of ways to sign up. It's really easy to sign up. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can visit the redcrossblood.org website. Use the sponsor code Out for Blood. You can use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. But the most important thing is really just to kind of roll up our sleeves. And I like what you said. I mean, people who give blood all the time, what do you say, every 8 weeks you can give blood? Is that the time?
You can give blood safely every 8 weeks. And I always encourage people, it's kind of, I always tell people, I put my appointment to get my hair cut on my calendar. This giving blood is so much more important. And put it on your calendar. Make that commitment. And I would also mention, Mike, that everyone that's coming out to the Out for Blood drive is going to receive a $10 e-gift card by mail to the merchant of their choice. Just a little way to say thank you.
And of course, it'd be nice if all our regular blood donors who constantly give all the time and know about it and who step up to the plate all the time, if they could possibly bring one friend to a blood drive, that'd be great. And we would look forward to that. And that would increase our donorship as well. Mary Brandt joining us again this morning. Of course, she is the Regional Communications Manager of the American Red Cross Northern New England Region, and she is looking for your help as well, and we are as well. The need for blood constant. Sometimes that need becomes critical, and as Mary said, blood shelf life, only 42 days, and if, God forbid, you need a blood transfusion, mm-hmm. and there's blood mm-hmm. there for you, you know why? Because somebody stepped up to the plate and donated blood. That's the only way blood supplies are replenished, with healthy blood donors. Mary, good to have you with us, and I hope people will sign up. We'll talk more about this tomorrow and right into Thursday. The Mall at Fox Run, Fox Run Road in Newington, Thursday, noon to 5, and also in Laconia at the Levitt Park House, Elm Street in Laconia. Mary, always great to talk to you, and we hope that we'll come through again. It's the Out for Blood blood drive this Thursday, all here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Thank you, Mary. Good to talk to you, my friend.
You too. Bye-bye.